Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If I ask 49er fans, what's the reason the team hasn't been able to break through in the last 5 years?
I don't know!
How would you answer that question? Because, like, I don't think that Kyle Shanahan's snake bit. I don't believe that because he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet, he'll never win one. But if they've had the best roster in football the last 5 years, then clearly some of the responsibility falls on him.
Yeah.
But I also look at Super Bowl and playoff games, and like sometimes stuff happens. It just happens, and you don't win, and it's not really anything you can point a finger at and say, this is the reason why. And I think part of the reason the 49ers have not broken through is because they've gone up against Michael Jordan. And I know people don't want to hear that, but that's what I think of Patrick Mahomes. Is it Patrick Mahomes? Is it Shanahan? Is it something else, Goo?
Again, I'll go back to 2019. And 97% of the loss to me was on Kyle. Okay, John Lynch, a Hall of Famer, general manager, was in the booth. There's just one play, one instance of that game. At the end of the half, you know, just having a hissy fit because he wanted his head coach to call a timeout and be aggressive. Kyle alluded to let the time run out, okay? No harm, no foul. But again, when I keep going back to the Honey Badger wanting to send a gift basket to the Niners and Kyle for not continuously running the ball on that last possession, that's where I put it all at the doorstep of Kyle. You could have won that game had you kept gashing him on the ground for whatever reason you chose to run. Okay, fast forward the Rams. Tart catches the interception from Stafford. The game's over. They're going to the Super Bowl. That didn't happen. I don't blame Kyle. And last year's Super Bowl, outside, Steiny, of the overtime rules and the decision to receive the kick and not give it to Kansas City first, that is not like 2019. So it's blame to go around players, but 2019 is the one that I really feel like Kyle let get away.
All right, help me here because I actually don't remember. But okay, when the Eagles lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Was Sirianni, did he do anything that you remember that might have cost him the game?
I don't.
Okay.
And Jalen and Hurts, you didn't ask me, fumbled while they were up, and that changed the outcome of the game to me.
Okay.
All right.
So
as great as he was in that game, how can you be great? You gave up 6 points, but I don't look at Sirianni as, man, you had your Kyle Shanahan moment in 19.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good afternoon. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. So my feeling on this is simple. The Niners, unfortunately, are the team now that make the mistakes in the critical moments.
Mm.
You know, I was young enough, and I'm old enough, I should say, where I got to see the last two Super Bowls that I can honestly really remember that the Niners did win, and they were the better team overall. They didn't make the mistakes and then capitalized on the other team's mistakes. The Niners now, I see them making all these procedural mistakes. I see them not capitalizing on turnovers, you know, critical moments, all stuff that just makes it that much harder for that team to have to come back, you know, and fight for. So, I mean, and this goes back, I hate to say it, to keep bringing it up, but it goes back to the Super Bowl. How many times did we see Brock have to, on a critical third down, whether it was goal line or trying to get a first down, a free blitzer coming right at him. Somebody missed an assignment, you know. And look, I get it. Those plays do happen. But I feel like they're always in those critical moments, and the Niners are the ones making the mistakes. So, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, that's probably coaching. Mm. Unfortunately, you know, that's got to come down to the coaching. But then to contradict myself, you can put out the greatest game plan ever, and if your players don't execute it, then, yeah, that's going to fall back on the coach because it's going to make it look like, what were you guys doing? So, yeah, it's just – I agree with Debo. I think they have had, on paper, the best team in the last 5 years. And the problem is, I think we're going to, as Niner fans, squander this amazing opportunity with this amazing roster like we did with Harbaugh's team that went to the playoffs a couple times, and they had that amazing defense. Maybe the offense could have used a little more spunk, but we're going to squander this these amazing rosters, and we're going to have all these players in the past like Fred Warner and Bosa and Debo and Kittle that they were so close, and they're just not going to get that ring. I hate to say it. That's how I feel, and obviously I think you guys know by now I probably tend to be more on the negative, and I hope I'm wrong. I always say it. I want to see this team win a Super Bowl so bad in my real adult life. So bad. I don't want old 20-year-old memories. But that's just how I feel it's going to go. I think if it hasn't happened now, I just don't think it's going to happen with Kyle, and I don't think it's going to happen with this team.
Wow. Thanks, Waterman.
Man,
appreciate the call. Yeah.
Hopefully he's wrong, Stoney, but that was raw and uncut honesty. And I'll say this to his point, and I know I sound like a broken record. And again, Ernie Chavez, I'm coming for you and the people on the bus that keep saying the two Super Bowls I watched, Niners-Chiefs, where the Niners and that great roster had the great Patrick Mahomes and his team down 10 points in two consecutive Super Bowls. One went overtime, and we saw what happened in 2019. Don't tell me that Mahomes just showing up, the game wasn't close. And that's why I can appreciate phone calls like that. And now look what they're facing, Steiny. Not saying they can't get to the promised land, but it's already difficult city. Debo's out. McCaffrey's out. So, you know, I understand the psyche of a fan just wondering, have we had our best chance, you know, to get this done? We'll see.
What's been the reason the Niners haven't broken through in the Shanahan tenure? Let's throw out the first 2 years. This is his eighth year. Gone to the NFC Championship and beyond 4 out of the 5 years. I mean, is there just bad luck involved at times? I mean, whose fault is it that Christian McCaffrey fumbles on the first drive as you may be ready to take a 7-0 lead? I mean, it's McCaffrey's, right?
Yeah.
And I think he had, 80 rushing yards, 80 through the air in the Super Bowl?
And I just mentioned, if you allow me, Steiny, Tart against the Rams in the NFC Championship game, he catches that interception, which all of us in this studio right now probably could catch. That's probably another visit to the Super Bowl against the Bengals. You know what I mean? So those are the things where people, you're being too rough on Kyle. No, it could be two things. Are true. I think the dude is great, a Jedi, a genius. I feel like he's been in his own way of not getting the ring, but I also can criticize him too. But those two instances, I can't. Tart should have caught the ball. They go to another Super Bowl. He didn't fumble. But I'll say this, partner, about this last Super Bowl, and you can tell me what you think because you've been around a while, so have I. I just hate that they didn't know the rules. I'm not saying that had an impact on the game, the overtime rules. But when I hear Kyle Shanahan, I'm thinking his team out of all the other 31 other teams, if any team players are going to know the rules, his team would know. And we heard Juice say, I don't even know the rules. Mean anything or not, that was just shocking to me.
Well, the part that I struggle with is, which is it? With Shanahan. Mm. And because, let's face it, people take the easy way out. Well, he's a great coach, great play caller, genius, great schemer, unbelievable. Any team would take him in a heartbeat. And then in the next vein, we say, well, he gets lemon booty. He gets too cute. He's arrogant. He doesn't know the rules. Well, like, those are a lot of things that would make a lot of coaches not great coaches.
Mm.
You know, I heard Shasky criticize clock management on Sunday. So that's where I feel like people like try to have it both ways. And maybe he's both. Maybe
when
he's a great coach.
To be a head coach and coordinator, I think that comes with the territory, Stani. You're wearing multiple hats.
I guess what I'm saying is quit saying he's a great coach if you also continue to say, not you, but people, if you also continue to say, well, he doesn't know the rules. He didn't throw a flag in the Eagles game. Might have changed the complexion of the game. You know, clock management at the end of the first Super Bowl. You know, he didn't know the rules. Gets lemon booty. Can't win the big one. Well, it's like you're describing
the experience of Kyle. Though you can, somebody can be great and also have their flaws. But the flaws are not greater than his greatness.
Well,
and that's why his team,
they must be great enough to prevent him from winning the big game. So, like, I guess that's my point. Is like I can't stand when people. He's great. But then they list off everything they feel is a shortcoming. And then I feel like saying, well, where are we with him? Where are we with Kyle
Shanahan?
Well,
he's the one constant since 2019, right? Can we say that?
Yeah.
All right. It's his team. And we hadn't even talked about if you deem or there's some blunders out there that you remember. From a coaching standpoint, in the championship games that they didn't close. I know Philly and the flag, but it's crazy, Stani. I feel confident in who I am to sit here as a grown-ass man, look you in the face, and have this conversation about Kyle and say the better outweighs the bad, or the greatness outweighs the bad. But watching that Super Bowl and the play calling and the guy responsible for going away from the run – when they were gashing the Chiefs in the fourth quarter, I think that is more than fair to say.
Well, then he's not a great coach. That's what
that
I got to say.
Be false. Well, because you don't get your team to four straight NFC championships and two Super Bowls.
But you've blamed him for not getting. People have blamed him for not getting over the hump.
And I think that's okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey. Oh, okay. And that's what I'm saying.
Mike, you real quick here, not to take it to hoop, you called Don Nelson a great coach.
Yeah.
But you have to do that without even going into the conversation of it, of knowing you're taking the positives and the negatives. Because if you're being fair and we're talking about Don Nelson, they're both.
Don Nelson never, ever had the best team in basketball, ever. And I'm not a huge Don Nelson fan. He's an incredible innovator. But Kyle Shanahan purportedly has the best team in football and has had the best team in football for the last 5 years, according to their running back / wide receiver.
Those are facts.
So tell me.
Justin in
Antioch. Hey, Justin, what's going on, man?
What's going on? You guys hit a few of the points I was going to make with the McCaffrey's fumble, the tart hitting his face mask.
Man.
So I'll try to make this quick. Probably won't be. Back in Philadelphia, there was a coach named Andy Reid. He got criticized the same way up and down. He had weapons. He had Terrell Owens, Shady McCoy, Brian Westbrook, McNabb, all good players. Some people call them great players. But he just could never get over the hump. And what did they do? They ran him out of Philly. Where did he go? The Kansas City Chiefs. And what happened? Like you just said, he drafted Michael Jordan. Here comes Patrick Mahomes, where in any heated situation, Joe Montana-esque, Troy Aikman, Steve Young, these guys are going to drive down the field and score. You're looking at the same thing with Shanahan. All the coach can do is put you in the position to win. And Shanahan has done nothing but that. He will get you there. It's on the players to win the game. They got to make the plays. He can put you in position. He doesn't have a Patrick Mahomes. You can say Purdy's good. I think he's good. Garoppolo, I mean, what did he turn into when he didn't have Shanahan? You could say Shanahan brought the best out of him. But if you're looking at it, he doesn't have that Patrick Mahomes. You need a guy to drive your team down the field to win a game.
Wow.
And that's the bottom line. You are going up against Patrick Mahomes year in, year out. If you're getting there, you got to go through him, and good luck beating him.
Hey, real quick, because you kind of hit me, man, and that was a great call. But I'll say this, and I know you could cuss me out, and I would understand it. I understand Brock Purdy, and I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes, but let's not ignore what's down the road. And what's down the road for the Niners' current starting quarterback is the possibility of being the highest-paid QB in the game. That doesn't mean he's Mahomes, but I guess I'm saying he ain't chopped liver either. So Kyle's got something at the quarterback position.
You're listening. Yeah. Go ahead, Justin.
Sorry. Andy Reid had a guy named Donovan McNabb that could have won it.
Yeah.
When you're going, I mean, look at the Niners when they had Steve Young, but guess who they kept running into? Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, and Michael Irvin. Troy Aikman was the man at the time, and he is driving down the field to win it until Steve Young finally got through by going through Green Bay.
Great point. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I ain't speaking for you, Stani. You kind of thought, just at the quarterback, like, hey, Purdy's a great story. I'm not speaking for you. He has me thinking, okay, you lost a game because they had a better quarterback than you. But we all know it, the game is not predicated on who has the best quarterback. It's a team game. It's two sides of the ball. So if some people are saying, and a lot are, they have Mahomes, you don't. Yeah. I just don't think that's how sports work. We've seen great athletes, the most talented ones, with lesser help. LeBron James couldn't take on the Warrior monster. So that's what the Niners are to me. Yeah, you don't have, you know, LeBron doesn't have Clay or Draymond Green, but he's great in itself. I don't think that's good enough to say, all right, they got Mahomes, you don't. That's why Kyle's not one.
Okay, why didn't Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Charles Barkley, why didn't they win titles?
Because of Jordan.
Okay, well, and I'm going to use Mahomes as the Michael Jordan. Like that is the way I look at it.
But you could never come
back. He's undefeated in the Super Bowl.
And I know it's different sports. We're doing the crossover early. You could never say, well, Jerry Sloan messed up game six when he did this or that. It's nuance. There are no glaring,
football,
he did this.
In football, if you remember, they gave the ball to Malone in the low post, and Jordan took it from him.
I'll never forget it.
The same as a fumble in football. It's the same thing. Why did he call that play? You know what I mean? And I know it's preposterous, but that's the way people look at it.
Yeah. But that wasn't blunder, though.
What wasn't?
That
Karl Malone's turnover with 28 seconds left?
It was a Karl Malone blunder.
Right?
It wasn't a coaching blunder. A coaching blunder is Popovich taking Duncan out on a free throw from Chris Bosh, and he misses, and the Heat get the rebound to make the Ray Allen play even a thing. That's a blunder. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you say so.
But I guess all I'm saying, Stein, is we could stop if everybody's just going to say they got the better quarterback. We watch the game.
Fact. That's a fact.
But we watch the game, and the team with the lesser quarterback had a 10-point lead twice. So it's more than that.
Well, but one of the things that made Michael Jordan the great player was, you know, he was better than everybody else. Maybe Mahomes is better than everybody else. I don't know. 211, Steel Reserve. What's up, 211?
What's up, my fellas?
Hey.
Hey, so I want to... Hey, look, man. I want to chime in. You know me. I got no love for the Niners, but I like to, you know, put my two cents in, non-biased, because, you know, they're a good squad. Let's keep it real. I want to touch on what that last caller said, and I'm going to put it like this, because I agree with him. Andy Reid had all these quarterbacks that were just as good, if not as good as Purdy. Purdy's raw, don't get me wrong. But Shanahan has shown that he can insert almost any quarterback and get that system to work. The difference, and I'm not saying Purdy ain't it. I'm not saying that. But what I am going to say is, does Purdy elevate players around him? Is he that type of player that elevates talent around him? Mahomes is. Mahomes elevates his players around him to another level. So that's just my two cents. And then and as far as Niner fans getting worried, I mean, look, that hangover thing is real. And the Niners, they've dodged that bullet, and they've gotten back to the big games. It starts, that window starts to close, and I understand the little panic that's going on. But, you know, they're hurt right now. They're in a division where I think they can afford to lose games. Nobody wants to lose games, but you're in a good spot right now until it's not. So I wouldn't panic just yet. I think they're going to be all right. And I do, that window is closing, man. 8 years and all that opportunity that Shanahan's had, I don't know, man. I just don't know. But that's my two cents, fellas.
Appreciate it, Steel Reserve.
Tiny, he hit me again with, I'm asking you, how does one quantify Purdy elevating what we deem a $30 million? Like, what's that look like?
Well, the difference is, to me, Mahomes is the best player on the Chiefs, and Purdy's not the best player on the 49ers. But I get what Steel Reserve's saying. Mahomes has to quarterback, I think, differently than Brock Purdy. And he's able to. But I think the 49ers use Brock Purdy as someone who his first job, first and foremost, is to spread the ball to other players on the team, not to take risks himself and try to make the hero play.
Well, I'll tell you this real quick, Donnie. I'll ask you. I know it's revisionist history, and this has naturally, organically come up. Going into that Super Bowl, would you rather have the best quarterback, the better quarterback, or the better roster?
The best quarterback, because it's the most important position in sports. I think it is.
Even though the other team with the better roster was up 10 points. So let's just throw out critiquing other areas of the game.
And that's where I would push back. Who says the Niners had more talent than the Chiefs?
I think the average football fan.
The average fan.
Because the Chiefs were delivering babies. Their offense, it was a labor. It was hard.
Okay, well, then the answer's obvious, right? Then you want a better quarterback. Because if you're telling me the Niners have had the best team, then give me the best quarterback. Because we'll win with the best quarterback. What do you get a five for?
The labor. Because the offense was, I'm thinking, their offense was, remember, it was,
my gosh.
Don't get jealous. That threw me a five.
Number five.
No, why it looked like jealous? You were. Well, because you said, what are you getting five for?
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I just told you.
I looked over there. By the way, you brought up something interesting that I want to get into.
I got to say something about our show and when you say that. It's like a guest when they say, great question. When you say it the way you do, you spin it. It sounds like I don't do it the other times. So if you could refrain from saying you brought up something, because it sounds like the other 3 hours and 30 minutes, you ain't feeling it. You know, just the Google computer.
I'm confused.
All right. I'll tell you.
He deserved it.
I'm confused.
We'll get there.
No, I'll get there. I know that. Steiny, what are you talking about? The Niners have been voted with the most all pros.
There we talked to
them. Yeah, that makes it official.
But you know, in bunch football, of media that guys. Means a lot. Like the Pro Bowl selection.
The Pro Bowl selection, that's the joke.
But
all pros different.
But do you think when that comes out, the team with the most all pros, usually when you look at the standings, are at the top?
Okay, well then the 49ers have had the best roster in football for three straight years.
I believe, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Come on.
Well then why?
That's the million-dollar question.
They broken through.
We got the goal, my brother.
We do. We got the goal.
888-957-9570. I'm going to try to bring up something Guru talked about, but maybe I'll forget. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
If I take the pig around back and come back with bacon, what happened to the pig?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
One of the better lines.
I can't say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, my bad.
I looked over at Evan.
Come on, now you're using that a little too much. Hey, rest in peace. Pour some out for Woj. I hit me this morning.
He's still alive.
We'll see.
He's leaving. That didn't hit you.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yeah, you can't. Man, he's done.
By the way, I once DM'd him and said, can you please tell me how to say your last name? And he actually said, it's, even though there's not an R, he says it's Wojnarowski.
Oh, wow.
Not Woj. Wow. Well, Woj is his nickname. Yeah. And you'd see W-O-J, but he told me he preferred Wojnarowski.
I love that he just responded back to you.
Oh, we're tight, buddy. Yeah. I knew him when he's at the Bergen Record.
The
Jersey.
Bergen Record.
Give me the drop. Thank you. In case you don't know, Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA's number one insider.
ESPN.
What did I say?
No. You just left it out.
Yeah. ESPN. He's going to St. Bonaventure's, to be their general manager, the general manager of the basketball program.
Oh, he'll be up in the pros here soon.
What do you mean?
He's a basketball mind. He's starting here. I give you 6 years, he'll be in the league helping the team. Like Bob Myers, he's coming back.
Shocked he didn't go to UConn.
Dude, that, yeah, let me stop.
Well, he went to St. Bonaventure's. That's his alma mater.
So Sham Sharani is the lead now.
Sam Amick.
Well, we do have Sam.
Who else?
But what about some yokel-doko on Twitter? Can they use...
yokel-doko?
Yeah, Mr. Etchell used to call us that in science class at Alvarado Middle. Steiny, can somebody use this medium that we call the internet now and somehow become the new Woj without paying the dues per Woj paid?
No, you always have to pay your dues.
But what if you got connects?
Well, then you've paid your dues by getting those connects.
Wow.
You want me to fill in and do it?
You go to bed too early.
That's true. Carlito in Alameda. What's up, Carlito?
Gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen. Listen, fellas, I'm going to put the rat on the table.
Oh.
Since when is second place a bad thing? Since when are silver medals a bad thing? This team will eventually kick the door open.
Oh,
now, on a more serious note, I want to know what you guys think. I am seriously thinking about leaving the Giants and being a Yankee fan. Can I do that? Am I allowed?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Whoa. Dude.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because it's bad with the Giants right now.
What are you talking about? They won 10-0 yesterday.
At 12. Snotty, stop it.
No.
They are just... I feel like they got a faceless ownership.
What do you mean? Larry Bear.
We got all kind of
Billy
reports
Johnson
coming out going against each other. I'm just... If the Giants
That's
are listening
a media
to me...
problem.
And I ran into Larry Bear not too long ago, Snotty.
Did you take an E?
If they don't fire Farhan, you're sending the message that losing and being second, third, fourth fiddle with the Rockies is okay. He needs to be, he's earned it, but he really needs to be the sacrificial lamb. You need to send a message like this is not good enough. And of course, you come in this morning and I see the fire from the guys. It felt like I was listening to the Morning Rose with Will Clark going off. And then you go, this guy can't be a manager. And it hurt me.
He can't.
That's what they need. Energy, passion.
Yeah, that wins you games, especially in baseball. When you have 162 games, yeah, that gets it done.
Billy Martin.
Passion.
Jim Leland. You got to know when to do it, bud.
Right. You can't do it every day.
But if your players fear you or know that
you'd be an awful manager.
I would love to do this for 2 hours. We can't. We're just different.
You just said before the show we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, but no, 2 hours be overkill.
Well, we'll do it at 12.
Like, what do you want from a leader? Like,
some knowledge.
Is Mohegan, honestly, I hope he's not listening. If you tell me he's the best boss you ever had,
right,
and I would be okay,
yeah,
then I would know what you like as a leader.
Yeah, I think Mohegan's one of the best bosses I've ever had.
So you've never had one guy, and I'm not saying Matt doesn't do it. He can with the best of them, get in your face or undress you in front of everybody.
Well, you don't know that he's never done that to me.
No, I know he's done it to me.
Okay.
Like, I like that.
Yeah, he's done it twice in 7 years.
Well, I've been pitching a bigger perfect game. But, oh, to you.
Yeah. Oh. Remember the day I worked with Ratto and Dibley?
Some of the greatest radio ever.
Oh, yeah, not according to him.
Hey, Michael Irvin, you been to Idaho? This was your... Dude, that was... Evan wasn't around then. Boy.
Yeah, what happened that day?
That was pre-COVID. Tell him, Stoddy, real quick.
No.
He's still bitter. Maybe we'll get him at the cafeteria this week. You...
About what?
That how the boss responded to that show.
Oh, the fact that he singled me out? Yeah.
Well, I can tell you really let it go.
Yeah.
Dude, he can't. Dude.
No. Let's get on the guy who's been in radio for 5 years, not the guy who's been in radio for 30 years, or the other guy who's been in media for 40 years.
I thought you conquered 16 mediums.
I believe you said the boss called you and let the cop snitch and let the convo win. What was that?
You like Idaho, Ray?
Dude, that was Michael Irvin was like, I was listening and I cringed as a black man, like, oh.
Because why? Black people aren't going to Idaho?
No, just the way you laughed before you asked it, as if there was some racial element to the.
Oh, no.
Not your finest hour.
Yeah. I sat down and he said, what was that?
Like, wow.
And I said, what?
You were driving.
I'm like, well, and I tried to pull a Kobe snitch. I'm like, what about those other two guys?
Boy, what he told the police? Oh, Shaq.
Oh, man, yeah. Which way do you want it with Shaq? Hey, go ahead.
It's interesting, man.
You came in today. You had a burr up your saddle about something.
And I want people to know when I get this off, Stanley.
Are y'all ready backtracking?
No, I'm putting myself in it. We'll see. I talk to myself, I judge and grade myself. So I'm not saying I'm above this. It's like Bonte said to me this morning, still bothering me. I'm a part of it. But when did we start saying, oh, Brandon Ayukaster, it's on him. Oh, it's on Kyle. Oh, it's on Bosa. What happened to it's on every guy that has a helmet with SF on the side? When did we start saying, oh, Evan's got to bring it because Evan got a contract? That's across the board. It's on everybody. And that's why this question you have is so profound about why haven't they won? The leader in the clubhouse to me, I'm going golf for, is Kyle. But I don't like this all of a sudden. Oh, it's on Ayuk in L.A. Sunday. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But he ain't got to return no money. The money formula with him, equation, is gone. He won that. But as far as, oh, we're watching him. No, it's everybody. It's Kittle. It's your boy 71 who got some new chicken.
Well, there we
it's
go.
It's Pooney right. who we gave. It's we everybody.
Go, right. We go through
but
them individually.
When did we start, I guess I'm using a gang term, set tripping on making it about individuals?
Well, the guy sat out entirely
that
in the offseason.
That he did.
And he got paid among the top five wide receivers in football. So be a top five receiver. This is why everything's going to change when Brock Purdy gets paid. It just is. It just is. And you know what? In professional sports, you expect the players making the most money to be the carriers of the team. That's just the way it is. Nobody's saying, boy, it's a big game for Juan Toscano-Anderson. He's the ninth man.
But no, he matters, too, when he's in the game. I hear you.
But not as much as Curry or Clay or Draymond or Iguodala.
And I know we're going to get into our
new
segment.
So wait a minute. Do you not want the spotlight to be on Ayuk?
Oh, no.
Okay. He's got to show up. What's wrong with that?
You know what it's about?
Huh.
And I love you for following up with that. What it's about, and I guess why I'm kind of laying off, is the deed is done. Ayuk could go for 469 yards and two touchdowns. He won the battle in regard to he shook that tree and made the team pay him probably what they didn't want. Okay. I'm not. I wouldn't dare not open the mic and come in here and tell you and all listening that Ayuk is not bringing it. No, he's got to bring it, and let's just say he wasn't even up to standard. We're going to rip him.
Exactly.
But it's different than if Brock fails.
That's because Brock's making $1 million.
Right, and his... It's almost like he's paying for his pay. He's, you know, that's pressure.
Well, Ayuk had to do that last year.
Yeah, but, and I'm watching Ayuk because I think he's that guy. And I thought Gronk had it wrong, but I guess somehow, and I need help or therapy here. I just feel like the fact that he's gotten his chicken, the way that it played out, he could lose this. Hey, I didn't put up the numbers, Stiney, but I won the battle of the contract.
He's just starting the battle.
I get.
So wait, it sounds like
talk to him.
You think that he got paid and now, well, he can just do whatever he wants. Well, he can do whatever he wants, but he's going to get absolutely rambunctious.
Yeah, no doubt.
It should come already.
But, and I guess, and we're in week three, right, Stiney? I'm not fast forwarding the year. I'm not doing that. The point I'm making is, you're right, it's year one of the contract. That ain't actually year one, but he's got more time, barring a trade or something, to say, hey, you know what? I had a bad off season. You see Bosa and Debo when they did it? Like, no excuses. But he's here, and if it's good or bad, I just feel I'm looking at you. He made them pay him like he was Jerry Rice.
Bosa.
Huh?
So did Trent Williams.
And the
so did McCaffrey. So did Debo. So did Kittle. So did who else?
Fred's living up to it. And I'm not saying Kittle's not. I'm not saying take the spotlight off of him.
I believe when you get paid 30, the spotlight gets brighter.
And I get that.
Okay.
But will that affect what's transpired this offseason with Ayuk? And when he inked that deal, like, he's yours.
Right. So he better produce.
Or they're
not going to win.
Oh, no, that,
and he's going to get criticized, rightfully so.
Right.
And then at that point, can start criticizing the Niners for giving him that money. Like, nobody knows right now that that's a good contract or bad contract. It could be a terrible contract.
And I'm going to put it right on the table. I feel this way. I feel like through 2 weeks, Stiney, how long are we going to keep saying, and I'm not saying it's an excuse, but we're watching it, and I feel like he dropped that touchdown against the Jets because of what's going on. He's hearing the Jackals.
Okay.
That may evaporate and go away this week in L.A., but if it doesn't, we could get to week 8, 9, 10. Oh, he just got off. He never got past not having camp and what was going on with the negotiations. I hope I'm wrong, but this would be a nightmare on Niner Street in regard to getting the best out of Brandon Ayuk.
It's up to Brandon Ayuk to get the best out of Brandon Ayuk.
That's 100.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to follow what you're – like, he's a top five – like, the San Francisco 49ers have Super Bowl aspirations.
Right.
They have a great running back, McCaffrey. He's hurt. They have a hell of a wide receiver, Debo. He's hurt. They have a wide receiver who's making $25 million this year and is among the highest paid wide receivers in the league. Yeah. Step up.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk, step up.
I'm totally
with you. And the fact, if he thinks, well, it doesn't matter, I got my money, he's going to get run out of town.
Mm.
And rightfully so. Like, the ball's in his court.
And I'm not saying he's a fat cat, not trying, Stiney, saying I got paid. It's just one of those things where athletes think the Jackals, the noise don't matter. Then when you got the target on your back from getting paid, are you dropping balls because of what's going on possibly upstairs? You know you're kind of behind the eight ball. And through 2 weeks, and it's a short sample size, a very short sample size, I don't see the last year Brandon Ayuk. And all I'm holding on to, because I'm an Ayuk, I like him, I'm holding on to, oh, he just didn't get camp. But as we keep getting to week 4 or 5, if this continues and he's not Mr. Reliable, then it's going to be like, I'm going to just say to myself, oh, Ayuk let the pressure and the limelight get to him.
Okay.
And then you got next year.
Are we being too hard on him?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
That's why
we're on Bosa's neck right now. You can give me those two sacks all you want, but Stoney, we're watching. This D-line did nothing against the Vikings, and they got ran on. And I know that's why I was saying we got, what did we miss? Our new segment coming up before we get out of here. But this D-line is an issue, too.
I have no objection to anything you're saying, but it does feel like you're saying that you don't like when we point fingers at individual players on the team.
No, because I do it all day, every day.
Yeah.
No, I just, for the Niners to be the best version of themselves, I think we need to stop saying, oh, Steiny needs to do that. It's all
what are you talking about?
The winning is predicated on everybody doing their job. I just feel like now, because of the greed, perceived greed,
well, that's,
now we're,
yes.
Oh, let me, who's, ma-
and that's I right. Said,
who's making the most? No, not even who's making
that's
the most.
That's right.
Because that's every team dynamic. But who held out? Oh, you held
that's
out.
That's right.
Now the lights are going to be super brighter.
What?
I don't think every guy that gets paid can handle that.
Well, then there's going to be hell to pay because you can't want the money without the responsibility.
And my follow-up point to that is it really hell to pay for Ayuk or any guy that gets paid now that they got the security of the chicken?
I don't know. Like, Ben Simmons makes $40 million a year, but he's a joke.
Yeah, no doubt. He let the Jackals get to him.
So do you think he enjoys his life right now?
Wow.
Or do you think he's laughing? I mean,
That's a great one right there.
Let's go to Mad Dog. Mad Dog's in San Mateo. What's up, Mad Dog? How you doing, man?
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
You know, all right. Hey, you know, we were talking about the it guy a couple minutes ago, you know, and I think that, you know, hit the nail on the head where, like, Greenlaw has been the it guy that he made that big hit. You remember a few years ago, you know, up in Seattle, where he stopped a guy right on the goal line. And it fired up the whole team, and everybody just played better. And the best players in the league all of a sudden showed up. I mean, we're missing that guy. We're missing Greenlaw so far this year. And it's like, you know, Bosa, yeah. But at the right time, he's got to make that hit. It's like when Crosby for the Raiders, he bullies, you know, and gets it going. I mean, that one player within the team that does something fantastic. You know, I mean, Kansas City had Chris Jones, you know, and it got everybody better. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'll tell you this to that, Steiny, nobody, and we've been talking about it, that game changed for the Chiefs, the Super Bowl, that is. And I'm just bringing this up because he brought up Greenlaw. When he went out, and that's what happens when you miss an impact.
So why is that
player,
Kyle's fault?
Wow. I'm not saying that. And the defense still held up compared to what they had been.
925, we should be pointing fingers. Trent and Ayuk both chose to sit out camp. Their play has been subpar out of the gate, and it's completely unacceptable. Like, that's
right.
I have no problem with that.
But Steiny, we could put Bosa next to that.
Sure, let's.
Okay, all right.
You fight me every time I'm saying Nick Bosa was the highest paid defensive end last year, and he wasn't the best defensive end.
No doubt. We saw that. He owned it.
That's one of the reasons they didn't win the Super Bowl, because Nick Bosa wasn't as good as he should have been or that he was paid to be.
But the compliment to the team is they got to the Super Bowl in overtime and still could have won. And he made some bad decisions crashing down on crucial fourth downs. Bosa did. So I guess what I'm saying is, if we say Bosa's season last year was a C+, what's around this team in regard to talent still was able to reach the greatest, almost the greatest height by getting to the Super Bowl, even with Bosa being at a 7. That's what I'm...
But Bosa being a 7 is a reason they didn't win the Super Bowl. And McCaffrey being the highest paid running back, and he fumbled in the first quarter. That's a reason they lost the Super Bowl. And Brock Purdy missed Ayuk open. That's a reason they... But do you agree with the fundamental premise that if and when Purdy gets paid, everything changes?
Man, Could I get a lifeline? When you say everything,
yeah.
Are we talking about the streets from a fan perspective or a football perspective?
What I'm saying,
or are you saying both?
What I'm saying is right now, if I say, hey, Steiny, what do you think of Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy's pretty good.
Right.
Brock Purdy's pretty good. Okay. And then you ask me next year and he's making $50 million, I would say, yeah, I think you want more for $50
million. Then I would say, if that's how you feel, you shouldn't put $50 million in that said player's hand.
Okay.
If it changes.
That's fair.
How you feel about him. Or the expert, because Brock right now is balling. Ain't had the two greatest games, and I'm right there watching, Steiny. Like, it's so funny how life can reveal stuff to you when you think you're not going to get the answers and you hadn't even posed the questions, and all of a sudden now, everybody's ready to judge Brock Purdy like the last 2 years didn't happen. But with that said, I'm here. I got my coffee and tea for the people saying, okay, what are you bringing to the table when you don't have these luxuries of a Debo and a Christian McCaffrey? Those are humongous, but I don't think that's going to make him just shrivel up.
I'm not saying it's got nothing to do with him shriveling up.
Keep seeing more games.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
If a guy's making if you have a $1 million quarterback, and you pay him $50 million the next year, you expect to get the play of a $50 million quarterback.
Yeah, but if you said next year,
I don't get,
let's
I don't
just
understand.
Say, all right, well, next year I'm going to have McCaffrey and most likely Debo. So Purdy could say I'm back to normal, boss.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm about to show you why you gave me that 50.
All right.
But if you're telling me this is what the new reality is for Brock, that's what I guess I'm saying. How strong is that cologne or deodorant for the people saying, hey, Brock's not what we thought he was when we got to see him without two of his weapons? And I kept it real yesterday saying, is that really truly fair to him? But you were like, nah, Goo, I'm paraphrasing. Nah, this is what you signed up for. We're about to see, naturally, what Brock is without the luxuries of having those two dudes at his disposal.
Exactly. But the idea that the standard for Brock Purdy won't change after he gets, I mean, I think that, like, that's sports.
And
we did that with Klay Thompson last year. Well, I paid him 20, but not 30. He's not a $30 million player
but
anymore.
But that all origin from his injury. He was fighting himself. So,
but it doesn't matter.
This is a dude that's not even hit his prime. So I'll tell you what, Steiny, I do believe no matter what happens the next 15 games, the Niners come into next year, barring injury, and whatever they decide to pay their quarterback, they're going to be a top four team or pick to go deep again.
We'll see. I wouldn't say that's a sure thing. Not in the NFL. They might not be a playoff team this year.
Whoa.
We don't know what's going to happen. That's the thing about football. You can get bad in a hurry and you can get good in a hurry. 888-957-95. You know what?
A lot of people said, how could Brock be scrutinized more, Steiny, than he is already?
Oh, wait. Oh, you'll find out.
All right.
That's what do you want,
Billy Bong? Hang out.
You know what, Brock Purdy? He's great at $1 million, and then when he gets $50 million, he's still good enough. Like, that's called being a pro and having pressure on you. They got to figure out what they're going to pay Brock Purdy, but when they do, I think everything changes. 888-957-9570. I mean, do you guys disagree with me on that? For example, if he were quarterbacking the first two games just like he did, but he were making $56 million.
All hell would break loose.
Thank you. 888, I think. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Right.
Maybe people just expect him to be who he is. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. Coming up in 15 minutes, we've got Scott Osler, columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. And we are celebrating 60 years of full-service banking at Fremont Bank with no compromises.